Welcome to another episode of The Shift with Elena Agar. In this episode, I chat with Brandon, who is an entrepreneur and a host of the Positive Head podcast. We dive into discussion around power of mindset. We talk about the necessity of life contrasts and like the good and the bad, the yin and the yang, right? And just the beautiful struggle of self-realization. Brandon shares his own journey and story and entrepreneurship and then just his own wellness and spirituality and so on. So I find him really interesting. It is something I've been getting more and more into personally. It's just to understand, like, you know, what is there beyond like just ourselves, right? And like, how do we navigate this world? How do we connect to the higher versions of ourselves? How do we reach that ultimate potential, right? And a lot of it is around self-awareness and personal growth and just our energy and so on. I'm a huge, huge believer in energy and how, you know, I mean, we feel it. When there's a bad person not coming into the room, you feel it. So being mindful of the energy you're putting out there. So it's an interesting episode. Check it out. Check out his podcast and let me know what you guys think.
Brandon, welcome to the Shift Podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
I feel like this is a great time to have the conversation we're going to be having around entrepreneurship, but not only that, but also our mindset and how essentially we can create the life that we want. Maybe it doesn't have to be as hard as we make it out to be, right? If we just tap into certain things. I'm at a stage in my life where being an ex-entrepreneur now, trying to go into the next entrepreneurship adventure. It's a great time to talk about some of these things. But before we dive into the different topics, give me a little bit of a snapshot to my audience who are listening. You know, a quick background of who you are, what you're doing, and what's the impact you're looking to make in the world.
Yeah, sure. Well, my name is Brandon Beecham, and I am. What impact am I trying to make? And my aim is to anyone who I come in contact with, that I ultimately help them to expand their perspective in some way and to feel uplifted and inspired. And, you know, as Gandhi said, if you want to find yourself, lose yourself in the service of others. And I believe that wholeheartedly, and I believe it holds true because there are no others, is my ultimate belief. And that the consciousness that animates my form is the consciousness that animates your form. The separation between us is illusory in nature, and if you act accordingly, you know, that's how you unlock the best that life has to offer. So, as far as me personally, I grew up on the East Coast, currently reside in Venice Beach, Los Angeles area, California, run a co-living and event space called the Mystic Manor here with my partner, and we do sort of like transformational festivals per day and sound healings and things like that. I've been a serial entrepreneur my whole life as well. Mm-hmm. Had some great success and a whole lot of failures along the way. But are they really failures? Because really all what's happening is it's teaching you what you need to know in order for the next step in your journey, right? And I've been podcasting. I'm the host of the Positive Head podcast. I've been doing that for 9 years almost, and wrote a book a couple years ago called The Golden Key, Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance, that actually I'd be happy to get a gift to the audience if they're interested in receiving it. I can tell them how to get it, and you can download the audio and or ebook with a gift code.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be grateful for that. So I do want to hear about your podcast, and kudos to you, 9 years. I'm in my fourth year and I feel like I'm like, yes, you know, so when I hear 9 years, I'm like, wow, that's impressive. So awesome.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. So talk to me a little bit about one, when did you go into this, you know, like this understanding, you know, that there's this, you know, nature of reality, essentially. Where did that come from for you? Was, you know, when did you get into this?
Yeah. So I was raised very conservative Christian. I went to a Christian college and, you know, was kind of surrounded by very traditional, like I said, conservative, sort of dogmatic Christian ideas that God is this, you know, judging God who is looking to, if you're out of alignment, if you don't do exactly what this jealous God says, you're going to be punished for eternity, you know. Mm. But he loves you. So it never quite, our brains don't fully develop till we're 25. So, you know, mm-hmm. Get into my early 20s and starting to like kind of cock my head sideways, like, is this really how things are structured? You know, what I've been taught my whole life. And then I met a woman who claimed to have some intuitive or psychic ability. And then she demonstrated some things that kind of shook what I, you know, shook my core beliefs. And I was already, I think, very open and receptive to the idea that there might be more going on than what I'd been, you know, sort of led to believe. And I then started exploring, you know, this is now, you know, 25 years ago. So mid-90s, there wasn't social media. I couldn't easily connect with others, you know, sort of find, the algorithm didn't help me find others. You know, it was like getting a book at Barnes & Noble bookstore and started reading, you know, things like Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh, who I actually had the pleasure of interviewing on Positive Head recently. And books like that. And it's, I can only think because it is, you know, my dharmic path to sort of talk about this sort of stuff, you know, for almost 10 years now, like I said, publicly. And before that, if you listen to episode one of the Positive Head podcast, it's like, I had to do something to for my poor friends and family, because their ears are bleeding from hearing me talk about, you know, incessantly. I need a new outlet. Yeah, I need a new outlet. So, you know, I can only think because it is my dharmic path to do the work that I'm doing, that, you know, I was, as soon as I started being exposed to this idea that we're all one, and, you know, essentially it's the simplest way to boil it down. It's like, oh my gosh, of course it would be structured this way. This is so elegant and simple and complex. And what else could it be? Right. Mm. You know, what would be outside of God? Right. Mm. So, you know, as I started to explore the ideas, then I started having a lot of synchronicity and spiritual breadcrumbs. And I think, you know, when you start looking at these things, spiritual matters, they look, you know, you get looked back, something looks back at you. Right. And so I started having a lot of experiences and, you know, remembering of the truth. And, you know, then it becomes a lifelong journey. It's one thing to understand this stuff theoretically, and it's another thing to apply it. You know, Mike Tyson said it very well. He said, you know, everyone's got a plan until you get punched in the face. Yeah. So it becomes like a lifelong journey of, okay, understanding that everywhere I go, I'm there waiting for myself. And what's, nothing's happening to me, it's happening for me and through me, mm-hmm. right? It's a reflection in some way, shape, or form. And that's easy to accept when things are beautiful and, you know, everything you consciously want to happen is happening. But, you know, you start to learn to, you know, smooth seas never made for a skilled sailor. We all came to be skilled sailors. And so mm-hmm. there's a lot of that sort of stuff, I think, as, you know, I think of memes I see now on social media where it's like, what people think when they have a spiritual awakening. And it's like, all this rainbows and butterflies and, you know, fairies and what it's really like. And it's some person in the dark night of the soul, like being like ripped apart, you know? So there is some part of that, that we go through, I think, as, you know, as you grow into the next greatest and greatest version of yourself, something that the old version of you has to die in a sense. Mm-hmm. And that's not always a pretty process, but worth it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely true. And I wonder also, how much one has to be ready and to have the right mindset and, oh, like not the right mindset, but to be open-minded to, yeah. to, you know what I mean? And I'm, yeah. the reason I'm saying this and I'm curious to hear your thoughts is because I've spent the first 25 years of my life before my brain developed is just a lot of just not great experiences, a lot of external, a lot of victimhood kind of mentality and until mm-hmm. I was like, oh, it's like, I don't think I need to be like this. And I think there's that I do have a little bit of control over how this unravels and so on. So, but it took me to go into a dark place, like you said, to come back out. And I feel like I go through it like through from time to time. So I think it's a continuous journey. And it seems like it's almost like people have to go through a bad experience in order to realize that. And just curious your thoughts, like why is that? Is it, am I wrong to assume that?
First off, I know exactly what you mean. And I would put forward the idea of like, is there such a thing as bad? If it's all, mm-hmm. you know, if God, source, the universe, higher self, whatever you want to call it, is ultimately love, right? That is what it is at its core. And then everything is happening so that love can mean something, right? You can't know that what you are unless you know that what you are not. So the contrast is a necessary part of the experience. Mm-hmm. You need it. You know, the sweet's never quite as sweet without the sour. So once you start to understand, like, oh, I need the contrast. I need, you know, I always tell this story because it comes up so often in these conversations about my brother, you know, a situation where when he was in his early 20s, he had an open container on the beach drinking alcohol, a beer or something, and he got a ticket and then he didn't pay it. And years later, he got pulled over and they said, oh, you've got a warrant for your arrest. Let's go to jail. And he's a very sensitive person, very, you know, not the place for him. And he was in there like 4 days, something like that. And I picked him up, you know, 12:01, you know, they let you out after midnight so they can charge for one more day. And I bring him home and he's sort of very shaken, obviously, what he just experienced. It was very traumatic in there and the energy's in there. And I remember I cooked him a Hot Pocket, you know, this $1.50 piece of garbage food. And to this day, he's had a lot of like Michelin 5-star meals and, you know, eaten really well. If you ask him what was the best meal he ever had, guess what he'll tell you?
That Hot Pocket.
Because of the contrast of what he had just experienced. So this is, once you can understand, you're not meant to be happy all the time, but you can choose to be at peace. You can see through the illusion of, you know, if this happens, I'm happy. If this happens, I'm sad. Instead of becoming a puppet on a string, you start becoming proactive in your life. And then the more you show up as a rock, regardless of what's happening. And by the way, when you feel down, allow it. Don't resist. Don't, you know, but what helps really ease the sting is having the perspective like, really posing the question, why is this happening for me? Why did I attract this into my world for some reason? What is it trying to show me about myself and what I need to do next? And instead of, you know, I'm a victim of some external thing, like there is no out there. It's all an extension of you. And it can only show up and if it's somehow a vibrational match to you. That which is likened to itself is drawn. Same way if I'm holding a guitar, you're holding a guitar, and I pluck a certain string, that same string would resonate, you know, even over this microphone, over the internet as we talk, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's in resonance. So you are somehow, you're a very complex being, and you have some resonant energy to what's showing up. Okay, look at that. Don't pointing out there. And I get it. This is a very challenging idea, especially for those who have been through some really serious trauma. And, you know, sure. And I'm not trying to discredit that in any way, shape or form. It's, you know, there's people who've experienced much more severe circumstances than I have. And you know, what if you consider the idea like you're such a badass that your soul signed up for that journey so that you can become more, so that you could overcome in spite of all the things stacked against you. What a different narrative, right? Then
yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
I love that. I very much relate to everything you're saying, and I'm curious if you've seen. I'm curious your thoughts on this. Let me give you some context. I think there's been shift over the last several years, and I kind of credit it to media. To the negative stuff that they put out there. But I think that we're starting to confuse what it means to have a bad day versus I'm clinically depressed, I'm burnt out, and so on. So what are your thoughts on that? Because I feel like everybody's just using this, like, I'm burnt out, you know, especially in the corporate world. You know, I'm just like, oh, I'm just stressed out, I'm depressed. I'm like, we use all these heavy words that might not be necessary, at least how I see it. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think labels sometimes get in the way, a lot of times get in the way of, you know, the story you tell is everything. I always say the only thing I've been good at in my life is telling some really good stories about myself. You know, like, I started at 17. I don't believe in getting sick. I just made that up, right? Mm-hmm. But the science actually shows, I mean, like Dr. Bruce Lipton, who I had on my podcast. You know, he wrote The Biology of Belief. It showed 30% of healing, including surgeries, and that's conservative, 30%, is all placebo. It's belief. So what story are you telling? I started telling that story when I was very young, and I can't say I've never been sick, but I've never been, I'm 49, never been in a hospital, never had an ache or a pain, never, you know, I mean, it's been, health has not been a big challenge in my life. And I told the right story. So, you know, and I continue to tell that story. And if something came up challenging, I'd tell a good story around it. I'd find the silver lining. Once you understand that you are the creator and created rolled into one, abracadabra translates to I create as I speak, right? You are spelling, you are casting a spell. Your words are your wands. So what story am I telling? If you look at a story, look at any story you've told in your life, what's happened is then because you're such a powerful creator, then you get a reflection that it is indeed true. Then it becomes a feedback loop and you just continue creating the same thing. And you're right. It is, the world is like that for you based off of the story that you're telling around it. So what if you look at anything that's a limiting belief and think of it in terms of like quantum physics, like, you know, they know if you look at a particle, if we observe it, it's in a certain spot. If we're not looking at it, it's in a state of quantum superposition, all possibilities at once. And then when we focus on it, it snaps into one spot. So what if you superposition your story? This is a story I've been telling, but what if it was like this? What if it meant that? What if it was something different? And then now you open up possibility and you allow other energies around it to come in. And this is extremely powerful to start telling a different story around around your situation. You know, for example, let's say I hit you in the face. You could tell quite the story around that. Oh my gosh, I was a victim. He's a tyrant. He's this awful man who's dangerous, and I didn't deserve that. Or what if you said, oh, a fist struck my cheek. It stung. There was a sensation. It's an event that happened in the universe once. As the universe continues, 14 billion years ago, and the universe has somehow coalesced into me and you. These atoms were made of, you know, that make me up. These particles were a star before that lived its entire life cycle for billions of years, died, exploded outward, and then reformed as me. They'll become something else in the future. It's the universe is happening. And what if it wasn't this all this charged story around it, right? This fist struck my face and there was a stinging sensation. That's a very different energetic charge than I've been victimized. I'm trauma. I am, you know, all so. So yeah, that becomes everything. The stories that we tell are everything. And if you're telling and have been telling stories that don't serve you, congratulations, because you're hearing this message in this moment because it's a vibrational match for you to hear it. That's the only way you could be hearing it, because now you're ready to get the benefit of the contrast of telling a new story around it. Put it into superposition and start telling something new. See what happens.
I love that. You mentioned energy quite a few times, and I want to talk to you a little bit about the energy, but also if you can connect it to the sound baths and the healing part and how it's all, you know, like our bodies and the sounds and the vibration in our bodies, because it's something I came across a few years ago through my massage therapist, and now I do sound baths from time to time, and she does it as part of the session and so on. Talk to me a little bit about the kind of impact.
Yeah, so, you know, universe, we refer to, you know, we're in the universe. Break that down. Uni and verse. One song. Everything we realize is it's just vibration. It's literally, life is a song. It is, everything is vibrational. If you look at the particles that make me up, right? I appear solid right now if you're seeing this video, but if you get, let's get real, let's really dive in and let's look at what I'm seeing there. And oh my gosh, he's made of particles. And these atoms that you know, are made up by these even smaller quirks and things. And if we zoom in on them, wow, the atoms, they're 99.9999% space. And the part we're calling quote unquote solid is really vibrations of energy popping in and out of existence. We don't know where they come from or where they go to. They're just flickering like a movie screen, flicker so fast these still pictures that appear like movement, that's what you are. You're literally a flicker of light that's popping in and out of existence so quickly you can't tell the difference. Your eye is fooled. And so that's what you are. You are a vibrational being. And so understanding that is the only job you have is managing your vibration. How are you going to show up vibrationally? What energetic pool are you going to swim in? You're trying to figure out the new job, the new partnership, there is no out there. Out there. Out there shows up as a response to your internal state, your vibration. So the only job any of us have is to manage our vibration. Most people do something like work in order to have something like money, in order to be something like happy. Not how it works. Be something like happy and find yourself doing and having the things that are a vibrational match to that. So if you felt disempowered about getting where you want to go in life, the good news is all you need to do is go within and out there will shift to match where you're at. You get to see it.
Yeah. And I'm curious because I think many people will be listening to this and it's like, and it sounds simple, but I think it requires a lot introspection. There's a deeper exercise. And I want to just, maybe if you can talk about that, it just takes time to possibly get there. And I'm saying this because it takes time to go internally. And it's not as simple as like, oh, we're just going to project all these good vibes and everything is going to come, right? And I think there's a lot of misconception around that.
It's like I said earlier, everyone's got a plan until you get punched in the face, right? And so I've got this is why I love talking about this stuff. Why I love coming on podcasts and doing my own podcast, because what are we doing in this moment? You've given me an excuse to navigate us into a vibrational pool that we're literally, we plucked a certain string and now we're vibrating there, right? And you want to know what you'll see tomorrow, look at what you're vibrating today, because there's lag in the third dimension where we live, right? So it's giving me excuse to go there. And guess what? Something can happen. My day can be hard, the challenge, and I come. It is two steps forward, one step back. We are, on a roller coaster, a vibrational roller coaster. And so you got to understand that it's one thing to understand this stuff theoretically, and then it's a lifelong journey to get better at doing it, right? And it doesn't. It's not for the faint of heart. It's not always kittens and rainbows. It's this is the work, but becoming aware, I think of when I was a kid, I used to watch a G.I. Joe cartoon and it used, at the end, they'd always have a lesson, and there's a moral lesson of the episode. And then they'd go, and knowing is half the battle. And that's really it. Knowing this stuff theoretically is half the battle. Now the other half is walking the talk. And for me, that's been a 25-year journey where I have moments where like, wow, I really navigated that more gracefully and with ease. And I showed up in the face of challenge with managing my vibration. Then I have times where I'm like, oh my gosh, Brandon, you just blew it. I lost my cool. I got aggravated. I got angry. I was heated, frustrated, and okay, every moment's another chance to turn it all around. Like one of the worst things we can do is to beat ourselves up when we fall off the wagon, so to speak, because you're going to fall off the wagon. It's understanding that like every moment is another chance to turn it all around. What, looking backwards, you're not going that way. What can I do with where I am, with what I've got to be, show up even better next time? What can I do? What practice? Oh, I can start meditating. Oh, I can start reading more. Oh, I can start listening to the Shift podcast more. Oh, I can, two steps forward, one step back. That is the dance that we are engaged in. Understand that and just continue to do your best and tell a story. Tell a story that serves you. Tell a story that serves you.
I very much appreciate your thoughts on energy, but I'm just curious, in the world of business in particular, you've been very successful as an entrepreneur. You've built multiple businesses, and that bring a lot of revenue. There's this, again, misconception that business has to be very harsh and it's a shady environment and you have to do certain things and et cetera. So how do you apply, how do you apply these teachings and just your way of life into business? How has that helped you? Mm-hmm. Have you had challenges with it? You know what I mean?
I've had a lot of challenges in business. I mean, if you read my book, The Golden Key, I tell the story of me going from my friend's couch to an Inc. fastest growing private company in the US, to getting offered to be bought out for $30 million, to within 12 hours of that offer, losing 90% of our revenue and the deal blowing up, to my best friend and business partner betraying me and trying to steal what was left after we just got hit by this asteroid, to me walking away and, you know, like getting some grand lesson from, I mean, it's a whole, there's even more. It just keeps going. I go in detail in the book, but it's my hero's journey tale. It happened for me, not to me. It gave me the opportunity to choose how to show up and be and walk the talk. And, you know, and like I said, I go into detail with what I mean by that in the book for those who want to check it out. But, understanding that, like, yeah, it's a challenging environment, and it's supposed to be a challenging environment. And if you can understand that whatever you're putting out is coming back, because there is no out there out there. You know, that's why when Gandhi says, if you want to find yourself, lose yourself in the service of others, because there are no others. Well, if I'm disservicing others, guess what? Guess what's coming back? You're doing it to yourself. Energy, that's how it's just the flow, the nature of reality, right? If I punch myself in the face, it's going to sting. And you're essentially doing that to someone else. And then maybe there's a delay, so you haven't connected the dots yet. But it's that energy's coming back. So all you need to do is show up and say, how can I be of service? That's one key of what is my life path. I can tell you this, 100%, your highest timeline is going to involve service in some way, shape, or form because of the principles I just talked about. It's the only way to receive. It is in giving that we receive, as St. Francis of Assisi said hundreds of years ago. There's a reason why. And so once you start to understand that, like, oh, okay, business operates this way and there's a lot of shady stuff. Cool. I've been involved in an industry that's known for being shady. Cool. What an opportunity to come and be a light in that industry, right? So what story are you telling around it? And I know if I'm coming with, you know, I talk about this in the book. If you want to understand the results of what you're putting your energy into, look at the intention going in. It will be reflective in some way, shape, or form. So if you have a good intention, a pure intention, that's going to be reflected in the outcome. That's all you need to know. Like all the rest is noise, really, you know?
Yeah.
So
it's you know, it's so simple yet profound. And if people just understand that this piece, right? And it took me a long time, so I understand what it feels like not understanding it, and that the life that you experience when you start to be like, oh, it's just the outside. And I think for me, definitely shifted at that time. And it's just like, and that's why I like talking to people like you. And I want to hear more about your Positive Head podcast, because it's like, it's so simple. And you know, when you see people on the street and you start to see certain things in them, where you see your old self in them, and then you're like, if you just knew this simple thing, just this shift that you have to, you know what I mean? So it's mind-boggling to me how this is not the way that we live, right? But you got to have the opposite as well, right?
Yeah. And I love that you said see someone on the street, because once again, one place to really check ourselves is in the story we're telling about someone and them needing to be other, as if the universe is imperfect. Right. Mm-hmm. So here's two stories that really help to drive this home. And they're both, one comes from a guest I had on my podcast years ago. excuse me, let me get a little water. He claimed that he could see people's higher selves when he, you know, he'd engage with you. He could see your higher self and communicate with your higher self. And so he said he had a habit of, he lived in San Francisco where there's a lot of homelessness, and he would send love to whoever he's walking by. And he said one time the higher self of this man experiencing homelessness appeared to him and said, "Do I look like I need or want that from you?" And it really hit him like, oh my gosh, this is a divine being having its experience. Mm-hmm. It's in eternity right now, and it needs and wants the contrast. It has signed a soul contract. This is what it came to do, actually, in this life. And here we are, oh, it needs to be different. It needs to be, and it doesn't mean we don't strive to try and make things better, but our attachment to the idea that it's wrong, it's somehow less of an important experience for Source, God, higher self to know itself.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Right? And, you know, I had a really profound example of this in my own life. maybe a couple years ago during COVID, I was going to have lunch with my girlfriend at the time, and it was COVID, so we had to sit outside. And as we're driving, you know, here in Venice Beach, where I live, there's a lot of homelessness as well. And I see this man walking as we're passing by to go to the restaurant. And he's just like, his gait, the way he's walking, he looks like a zombie, right? And I'm like, in that moment, I slipped into, oh my gosh, look at that poor man. Look at the way he's moving and walking. Wow, that's so tough. Like, you know, and then forget about it. We go, we get sat out on the, we had to sit outside because you couldn't eat inside during COVID. And so we're out on the sidewalk. And 10 minutes later, he catches up to where we're at the restaurant. And I look to my right, he's 10 feet from me, 5 feet from me, probably. And looks, he stops and looks at me, clear as a bell. And he says, hey, how you doing? And I'm just shocked. First off, it's this man, but he's clear, right? And I'm like, wow. I'm like, I'm doing great. How are you? He goes, oh, I'm doing just fine. And winked at me and then kept walking. And he's wearing the same jacket as me. I mean, it was just like, it felt like this is a powerful message. Angel, who knows, you know. And so it really drives the point home. You don't need to fix anything or anyone. You can have the invitation to, and that is beautiful to do. And that is gives you the opportunity to be of service, what your soul wants. But this idea that we're somehow better in the grand scheme of a soul who's in its process, in eternity. Mm. It knows what it's doing.
Yeah.
And so understanding that, I think, brings a lot of relief to, you know, the horrors that could otherwise be perceived.
I never thought about it that way, honestly. So something to think about for sure. Interesting perspective. Talk to me about the Positive Head podcast. So, you know, you started it because your friends, to save your friends and family from talking their ears off. And I'm glad you did. You know, it sounds amazing. So tell me a little bit more about the journey. What have you learned? Have you seen some themes that came out from your guests?
I mean, 2,200 plus episodes. Almost 9 years. So I've done a lot of podcasting, a lot of solo episodes. I started doing interview style, like this. And then I was talking over my guests so much. I had daily episodes that were just me sharing whatever came up. And it was fun because daily, you know, it's like, I can just, what's coming up today? What's happening in my life? What, you know, lesson have I perceived, you know? Mm-hmm. And so did 5 episodes a week for many, many years. And then I started doing a late night style show called Optimistic. You can check out optimistic.tv. And when I did that, that was a full production, you know, with live audience and guests and music and art. And so then at that time I had my friend, Dr. Erica Middlemiss, who I invited to do 2 of the daily episodes. So I would do 3 days a week, two solos and 1 interview. She would do 2 episodes, and that's what it's been for many years. Now we're looking at shifting it, stepping back from dailies after almost 9 years. And, you know, I feel like I've said a lot, you know, I've gotten my message out there, and I really am enjoying going on other podcasts like this more, because it's someone new to talk to and some new fresh ears. And so, I'm going to continue with my soul share kind of interview style for now. And, who knows, you know, anything's possible. Might go back to the dailies, but there's thousands of episodes to listen to. So there's no shortage of content for anyone who wants to check it out.
Yeah.
I've got some of the greatest luminaries and authors and scientists, and, you know, because the podcast, I think my timing was really good. For many years, it was like top 5 on Apple Podcasts in spirituality in the US. So, you know, that really helped to help me reach a lot of people and connect with a lot of people that I wanted to talk to.
Yeah, we definitely need it, Brandon. So so you've shared a couple of different really kind of practical things and strategies that people can use in their own lives. But if you had to choose like first step for somebody who's sitting there, maybe they feel stuck, they're at that pivotal moment in their life of that experience, like where to start? What's that starting point?
Here's what I would say. What story can we tell around that, right? Well, whoever you are and you relate to that question, you're like, yeah, that's me. Well, guess what? Out of infinite things vying for your precious attention, you have somehow landed on this message, on this small podcast in the corner of the world with the two of us here talking, waxing poetic about the ultimate nature of reality. You know why you landed here and you're hearing these words? Because you are a vibrational match to them. That which is like unto itself is drawn. You cannot attract something that is not a match for you in some way, shape, or form. It wouldn't find you. You wouldn't find it. So congratulations is what I would say to that person. You are on the path. And so I would continue on the path. I would continue to listen to shows like this. You know, there's a lot of content out there. You know, I'm happy to gift you my book. That's, you know, 25 years of deep exploration of the ultimate nature of reality. If you go to goldenkey.gift and you use the code LOVE at checkout, you can download the audio and or ebook. And, you know, it's 3 hours to listen to or 100 pages to read. I kind of distilled 25 years of this stuff into, okay, here's my 8 keys and, you know, and give some practices in there to unlock the next version of yourself. So there's so much that you can do to continue to, it's like working out. It's like food for your soul. So this is the number one thing. Then doing all the things, self-love is the number one thing we're all here to learn. Because we're fractals of source, God, higher self, the universe, whatever you want to call it. And at the end of the day, when all the puzzle pieces go back in the box, it's there's only one. So God is learning to love herself, right, throughout eternity. And that is what you're here to do as well. And I would say there's never been a soul more worthy in all of eternity than you, because it is all you. So if anyone's ever been worthy, you're worthy. And so it's time to start telling a new story. When you see something on social media, oh, I could never do that, or look at how pretty she is, or what, it, instead of creating separation, saying, oh, wow, out of all the things I could see, this is showing up on my feed because I'm such a close vibrational match to it. I'm calling in more of the essence of that energy. Wow, exciting. What a difference in that story, right?
Yeah.
And so continue to tell. Focus on telling new stories. Be creative because you are a creator. You are the creator and created rolled into one. And go easy on yourself in the process. You're going to fall off again. And all that matters is, how do I pick myself up and do better in this moment forward, right? And you're going to get better and better and better as you go and as you commit to the process.
I'm going to make sure to drop in the show notes the link to the book that you've mentioned. And before I ask you my last question, which I feel like maybe we already got an answer to, but I'm going to, it's a kind of tradition on the podcast, so I'm going to ask it anyway. Where else can people find you with and can get in touch with you, especially if they're based on the West Coast, they want to check out your studio?
Yeah. So you can, Positive Head Podcast, anywhere that you get your podcast. I'm on social media. You can also check out optimistic.tv. You can get the book at goldenkey.gift with the code LOVE, as I said. And you can just search my name, Brandon Beecham. I'm not super active on social, but I am, you know, I do things. And so if you search my name, Brandon Beecham, you'll find me there. The co-living and event space in LA is called Mystic Manor. If you look up Mystic Manor LA on Instagram, you can see that as well. And those are the places you can find. Oh, I also take telepathic messages. Feel free to send those along.
I love it. All that is going to be in the show notes for people who are listening and maybe can't visit the websites right now. The last question I ask all of my guests is, what is one question you wish people would ask themselves more often?
Why is this happening for me?
Love it. Why is this happening for me? Not to me, to be clear. Yeah. Love it. Love
it. Once you start posing that question to everything that comes into your life, you open up the possibility of seeing the answer in it. Everything, the magic in it. Everything, I believe, can be neutral by design. It's essentially neutral. And I flavor it with my story around it, right? And then that determines how, and then you get validation because you're right. You know, there's a saying, there's only one truth, your truth. That's because you are literally creating it with the story that you tell. And then you're getting a validation as it unfolds to support your claim around it. So instead of this idea that there's something out there happening to you, And it's understanding it's happening to make you stronger. It's helping you sharpen your axe. You know, like I said, smooth seas never made for a skilled sailor. What is this trying to show me about me? Why did I attract this so that I could become more? Let's explore that. Now you start finding the silver lining. Now you start getting the diamond that's hidden behind the lump of coal. You start seeing things from a more in line with how your higher self sees things, right? And so typically our human is playing checkers, our higher self is playing chess. You start playing chess more. You're seeing it from a broader perspective. And so now as you start to see more as your higher self sees, you get the powers and the gifts that your higher self has. It's integrating with you. And this is a great way to start that. Always posing that question and exploring with that sense of wonder and trusting, as one of the keys in my book, trust the mystery. You don't need to understand, just know and explore.
I absolutely love it. This has been a soulful discussion, to say the least. So I feel very calm and at peace just after this. And I'm sure my audience does too. So you definitely brought that out. So thank you, Brandon, for the work that you're doing. Hopefully we'll have a chat sometime in the future again. And I appreciate your time.
Yeah, such a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.